The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I am very good, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. Let's get into this thing. Doing home improvement projects that are code compliant is really the key to safe, happy DIY projects.
That is true, Gil. Building codes, which you can check with your local building authority, they protect not only you, the homeowner, but the contractors and the housing stock in your area so that projects are improved in a safe way with the best building materials and technologies.
Okay. I bet one of the most common issues, of course, is working without a permit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Permits cost money, and a lot of people's rationale is often, well, who's going to know if I don't get one? And you might get away with it, but sometimes the neighbors will call on you. It happened to a neighbor of mine. Someone next door ratted him out. I felt pretty bad for him.
Yeah. But the bottom line is permits are required, and they're important.
Yeah. And also, if the work you do isn't up to code and you go to sell, an inspector for the buyer may discover that, and that could affect your sale.
Yeah, and you might be required to fix any problems before a buyer is going to consider making an offer on your house.
Right, and then if the fixes aren't also up to code, the buyer could later sue for repairs and damages.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, when a lot of people buy homes and something's been done, one of the things that you do is you pull the permits and you make sure that the work was permitted and therefore inspected. Because when you get permits, you can expect your project will be inspected.
Exactly, exactly. And it's also important not to consider it a bad thing or an adversarial thing. It's a chance to learn about construction techniques, especially if you're a DIYer. So you can learn about techniques, materials. So a building inspector can be helpful to a DIYer. But I do want to point out that not all projects need permits and inspections. So check with your local building authority or your building inspections department to see what's required.
What's another common code violation?
Adding a basement bedroom without an exit window.
Right.
It's certainly a seemingly nice and simple upgrade to add some drywall and a carpet in your basement, and poof, you've carved out a bedroom for your teen or some guests, but it's not that simple.
No, it never is, is it?
No. So codes say that any sleeping room must include an egress window that's at least 20 inches wide and 24 inches high, and the opening has to be a minimum of about 5.7 square feet so that an adult could crawl through it if needed. And, of course, to add a window, you might need to, because it's in the basement, you might need to excavate outside the window and add a window well to help keep water out. So you're looking at the window install portion of this project at about $2,500 to $5,000. And certainly it's a cost commitment to keep in mind, but it's worth the peace of mind in case of an emergency.
We have time for maybe one more common code violation.
Then I'd like to go with decks. Building a deck is the ideal DIY project. It's a great value add for your home, and it's something that a lot of people can do. But as we know from the news, decks can collapse, and a common culprit is improperly fastening the deck ledger to the house. That's what kind of supports it against the house. If it fails, there could be a collapse, and it is one of the more technically challenging parts of deck building. And, in fact, the North American Deck and Railing Association names some common mistakes involving the ledgers. So if you don't include or use improper flashing, that's what keeps the water from seeping behind the ledger, where it can soften and rot wood that could lead to a collapse. And also using improper fastening methods, such as plain nails to secure the ledger to the house, you really need special screws and bolts. So obviously, you're going to get your deck. You need to get your deck inspected for proper construction techniques when you build it, and also do yearly DIY inspections and repairs of a deck. And we'll have more on other common code violations that people make at houselogic.com/radio.
All right, thank you, Christina. By the way, remember you can follow House Logic on Facebook, which makes it really easy: facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.